Our Heavenly Father, the Holy, the Righteous, the Perfect God, we come to you in the spirit of worship. We recognize that you are God who is great and a God who is good. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for watching over each one of us, even in times when we have gone our own way, in times when we did not listen to your voice. We know that you still love us and you seek to help us. We pray that you teach us to respond well, to appreciate all that you have done for us, and to learn to live according to your instructions. We pray that you will speak to us as we seek to understand what is of true worth in life and how we can live a life that ultimately will have value and meaning. We commit this time to you. We pray for your presence, your guidance and teaching. In Jesus' name, Amen. As we seek to appreciate what is of true worth in life, it is good for us to ponder over this subject. What do I have? What do I have? This is a subject that affects us every day. What do I have? Or we can say, what do I possess? What belongs to me? From very early days, we are all very conscious of our possessions. Whether we come from a poor family, a rich family, can affect us very significantly. Some children come from poor families and they may not have much to eat. Their clothing is not of good quality, and they may not even be able to buy textbooks for their studies. When they meet with their friends and see that they possess much more, they may at times feel ashamed. If someone were to know that the father is a hawker, the mother is a cleaner, they may feel ashamed. To them, it means that they are lowly in society. For people who have more, and they strive to have more, they may also find themselves in a state where they are still uneasy. We buy something that we like. We possess something that we think is useful, valuable to us. We are quite happy, until we see someone with something better. Suddenly, all our happiness is gone. We are not in the state to possess that. We may have to wait for quite a long time more. And when the time comes when we can have that, it continues to be a problem because there will be others who have more than that. This leads to keeping up with the Joneses. Whatever the Joneses have, we would also like to have. Otherwise, we feel inferior. What we have, what we possess, can very often bring confidence to many people's lives. If you possess much wealth, you have a sense of authority. If you come from a family that is well known, you have famous parents, you also feel confident. We seek for confidence by seeking to have more. For other people, they seek to have in order to enjoy. The more I have, the more I can enjoy. Many people strive to earn much because, to them, money can buy many things. And some think that money can buy happiness. It is true, money can buy you many friends. They'll be there as long as you have the money. When your money runs out, they will also run away. And this is the kind of situation that many of us face. We may lose sight of what is of true worth because we want to have in order that we can derive a sense of happiness, confidence. Many people work very hard in order to earn. We have heard of those who say, I want to earn my first $1 million by the time I'm 30 years of age. And there are those who succeed. They work hard and they reach that goal. Other people work very hard to have a great name. When people hear that name, immediately they know who it is. This is a great person, well known. He has a great name. Others seek for security through having family, friends, and fans. We have considered in the subject of what am I worth, that some people seek for marriage in order to have family, to be secure. Of course, there are those who seek for marriage with the right reasons, but there are those who think that having a family will bring about security. There will be those to look after them when they are old, when they are sick and in need, there are people to care for them. Others seek to have friends. Friends who understand them. Friends who will care for them. Who will be with them through thick and thin. Many others, known as celebrities, long to have many fans. Wherever they go, many people crowd round. They want to have their autographs. They praise them. They're excited to listen to them, to watch them. What do I have? What is it that is most valuable to have? What is of true worth to possess? Is it your money? Your name? Your things? Or your life? There was once a boy who came from a poor family. He felt very difficult when, on many occasions, he did not have enough to eat. And compared with his friends, he was very deprived. There were many things that he liked, but his parents could not afford to buy for him. As he went to school, he thought to himself, I do not want to remain poor. When I grow up, I want to be a rich man. So he worked hard. He studied hard. He did well. And as he grew older, he began to earn. He found that as he worked hard, he was able to earn much. So he became rich. There was a sense of happiness. He was able to get the things that he wanted. One day, he decided that he would go somewhere else to make it even better and bigger. He left his job, sold his things, put all his possessions together, and he made his journey to another place. On the way, he met a man who befriended him. And as the man talked to him, he was very happy, as this man was very friendly, asked about him, his background, what he was doing, and the man told him, "You are a great man. You are very capable. You have achieved much. What are you seeking to do now?" He told him, "I'm leaving this place with all my possessions. I'm going somewhere else to make more money and a bigger name for myself." Suddenly, the man took out a knife, placed it at his neck, and he said, "Give me all your possessions." The man said, "I worked so hard all my life. How can I give you all this? No, I will not." The man said, "Your money or your life? You want your money, I may take your life." The man hesitated and he said, "All right, I want my life. You can have my money." He tied him up and he went away with all his possessions. So this poor boy became a rich man, and now he became a poor man again. He was robbed. As he later managed to go back to his hometown, another person met him, asked him about his welfare, and said, "Why do you look so depressed? Why are you so sad?" And so he told him his story. He had lost all his possessions. He now found it difficult to get a job. He had lost his self-confidence. He found it difficult to carry on. This man told him, "What do you want? Your money or your life?" He said, "I will give you both. I will give you money and your life. You will be a rich man, a powerful man. You can enjoy life." The man was very skeptical. "How can it be?" He said, "There's only one thing that you need to do. You must listen to me. If you listen to me, you will do well." The man was persuaded, and so he began to listen to him. He taught him how to make money. He taught him how to impress people, how to win friends, how to influence people. He began to teach him how to make money in a dishonest way, how to cheat other people, how to give wrong impressions, how to smuggle things. And so he grew, he became rich. But increasingly, the man was teaching him how to live, and he told him, "You must continue to listen to me." This man had various enemies, and as a result of this man listening to him, he made use of him to bring destruction to his enemies. At first, he was not very willing to do that. But this man told him, "If you do not listen to me, I will expose all your crimes. How many people you have cheated, what you have smuggled, what you have done. I have all the records." And so this man continued to listen to him. On the one hand, he enjoyed his riches. On the other hand, he had lost his freedom. He was now a slave of this man. He had to follow his instructions. He could not truly live a meaningful life. One day, another man met him and found him so miserable and asked him, why are you so miserable? He said, I'm very rich, I'm very powerful, I'm very famous, but I have not found true meaning and freedom in my heart. This man said, you want your money or your life? He said, I offer you a path where you must give up your money and your life. I offer you poverty, suffering, pain, difficulties, but you will find true freedom. Your heart will be free. At first, the man was not willing. It took him some time to think over. As he pondered over, he realized that all his riches, possessions, and name did not bring him the meaning, the satisfaction, the life that he wanted. So he said, if you can give me true freedom in my heart, I will follow you. This man said, you must listen to me. If you listen to me, you follow my instructions, you will find that freedom. He listened to this man. He taught him how to live a life that is righteous and good. He learned to correct his mistakes. He confessed where he had failed. He was sent to jail. He suffered. People ridiculed him, said that he was a fool. But as he went through this process, he suddenly found freedom in his heart. He discovered that he had become truly rich. And he was very glad to serve this man and to follow him, as he found that he was truly free. By now you probably know that this is a story, but it portrays and it helps us to understand some major principles in life that many of us go through. The underlying issues are applicable to all of us at some point of time or other. What is it that we want to have? What is it that is of true worth for us to possess? It is important for us to think through these issues carefully, because if not, we may easily become entangled in situations which seem very attractive. We can have much, but in the end, we will lose our true freedom and meaning in our heart. Let us turn to Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. And someone in the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me. But he said to him, Man, who appointed me a judge or arbiter over you? And he said to them, Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed. For not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions. And he told them a parable, saying, The land of a certain rich man was very productive, and he began reasoning to himself, saying, What shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops? And he said, This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, You fool, this very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared? So is the man who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.